And the ceremony, the entire ceremony is called a...
Service?
All right. Or...
ritual?
If you would say... if you were going to some to attend such a service, you'd say, I'm going to blank's. I'm going to Joe's.
Service.
All right. Let's see. I know you just, let's see. The, you would say the, not only the service, but more than that, the whole thing, you know, going out to the cemetery and put, and, you know, putting him in the ground and all that, the whole thing is called a, I'm going to Mr. Jones'
funeral.
All right, that's the word we're looking for. And when the family, of course, is usually bereaved, you would say, when the ladies are crying and so on, you would say, the ladies are blank his death.
Oh, bemoaning, I would say.
Okay. So we need a pronunciation. Another way of saying bemoaning, the general crying and sadness associated.
Surely took it hard. Now that's something that would be sort of a common expression.
Uh-huh. Took it hard. Okay. How would you pronounce that?
Mourning.
Okay. Would you use that?
Mm-mm.
Women in mourning. Okay. if someone said, "How are you feeling today?" You'd reply,
"Fine, thank you."
All right. If your children are out late and your wife's and your husband's a little disturbed, you might say, "They'll be home all right. Just don't
worry."
All right. What do you call that disease of the joints in old people?
Rheumatism.
All right. And another?
Arthritis.
All right. What do you call that disease that children used to get several years ago before we could vaccinate for it, which causes them to cough and choke to death?
Diphtheria.
All right. And what about that disease that makes people sort of look yellowy in the skin?
Malaria.
All right. That and...
jaundice.
Okay.
But that's a... not the disease itself, that's the result.
Condition. There's also another disease that people have to be operated for. They have pain in their side.
Appendicitis.
And when a person has eaten something that doesn't agree with him, he may...
belch.
And...
or vomit.
All right. Are there any other expressions for...
well, throw up.
All right. Is that the...
let me see. Vomit or throw up? Well, I've often said myself I might lost my dinner.
All right. That's sort of a polite
yeah.
way. What about real crude ways? Are there any crude...
puke.
All right. If a person vomited, you would say he was sick...
nauseated.
Okay. He was sick blank. Blank his stomach. He was sick, blank his stomach.
At his stomach.
All right. If your neighbor had gotten some news, you might say, well, she came right over.
To tell me.
All right. You might say of your daughter, if she doesn't come over today, I blank disappointed.
I will be disappointed.
And if you were glad to see me, you might say, I blank be glad to see you.
I will be glad to see you.
All right.